We're on a Monday during the National Football League season. We do not come to you with our regular Lions Love or Lament segment. As you know, after the Lions play on a weekend, we come forth having a few minutes of discussion about the Detroit Lions. And one day the hopes would be that our discussions would continue all the way through to a Super Bowl Monday, when we'll be talking about a Detroit Lions Super Bowl championship. One day, one year, we believe that that will occur, and so that's why we engage in such conversations. But again, on the Lions with the bye week. However, having said that, we can still lament the Lions, thanks to the Detroit news. I'll get to that in just a moment. If you did follow the NFL action from yesterday, at least we can say this. Our Lions, who of course only have one win so far in the young season, are still better than Atlanta, the Jets, and the Giants, who after this past weekend are still winless, both, or I should say, all three teams still 0-5.
Oh, Lions are looking good, eh?
In comparative terms.
Right. Imagine being a New York football fan. Oh, both your teams are winless.
You're 0-10.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really? This is when New York is happy they play in the Meadowlands.
Right. Yes.
Well, they put up a fight against Dallas, the Giants did, but just didn't pull it out.
Field goal as time expired there. Yeah.
Dallas lost its quarterback, though.
That
was ugly injury.
What kind of injury is it?
Fracture to and break to his ankle. He had to have surgery last night. They didn't mess around.
Yeah, that doesn't.
It was not good.
No,
that was ugly. It was not good. And the worst is when Jim Nance from CBS Sports says, "Oh, you hate to have to see it again." While they show it to us again in slow motion. So, stop.
Not the old Joe Theismann replay, huh?
It was almost like it was that. Yeah, it was that bad. That is that bad. By the way, Terry Bradshaw, even though the Lions didn't play yesterday, didn't really have kind words for head coach Matt Patricia yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
What did Mr. Bradshaw have to say?
Really? Yes, he just said he can't coach a lick.
Well, that sounds like Terry Bradshaw.
Yes,
can't
it does.
Coach a lick. Well, you know, he is not alone. This actually leads nicely into the lament of the Detroit Lions coaching history, which has been outlined before, I know. But thanks to the Detroit News this weekend, they decided to do another review of the Detroit Lions head coaches. Since way back when, in 1957, the last Lions head coach to lead the Lions to a championship, George Wilson.
Boy.
Who coached for 7 years and had a winning record, by the way, of 53-45-6.
Okay.
Since his coaching, the Lions have employed 16 head coaches since 1964 when Wilson retired. Again, the last coach, at least coach of the 16 coaches, only two have winning records.
All right.
Now, some are suspect.
May I guess?
Okay, please do.
Would one be Wayne Fonts?
No.
Oh, see, now I would have thought. All right. Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I want to hear this. All
right. He was just one game below 500, but I thought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Gilmore came along in 1965. 10-16-2.
Yeah.
Joe Schmidt.
Oh.
1967. Of course, the one who led the Lions to that playoff victory against Dallas in 1970. He 43-34-7. So he was a winning coach, Joe Schmidt.
Schmidt.
He retired in 1972. Keep that in mind, 72. Then came Don McCafferty, who unfortunately was only around for a year. He had died of a heart attack in the summer following his first year, but he had a losing record of 6-7-1 in his only season. The great Rick Forzano, 1974, 15-17 in his two seasons. Tommy Hudspeth. I mean, with a name like Tommy Hudspeth right now, I don't know. 1976, he was 11-13.
A lot of one-year wonders, eh?
Monty Clark.
Oh, yeah. That's my first coach I remember.
Who somehow stuck around for about six seasons with a 43-61-1 record. Although he led the Lions to back-to-back playoff appearances. I forgot about this in 82 and 83.
That is true. Yeah. Daryl Rogers next?
Was next. Daryl Rogers. An 18-40 record for Daryl Rogers.
Oh, man.
Then came Wayne Fonts.
Yeah.
And Wayne was 66-67. So he was close.
Close, very close.
And, of course, had those great years with Barry Sanders. And Wayne would have that big, 11-5 season and then come back with a 4-12.
Yeah, they would do that.
But
led them to the NFC Championship game in 1991.
He did indeed.
Can't forget that.
Got blown out by the Redskins, but everybody else from Washington. Good point.
That year, Washington was unstoppable.
And then came the only other head coach for the Detroit Lions, again, since 1964, of the 16 head coaches since then, and the second one, and this is, take it for what you get, but he had a winning record, Gary Moeller. He lasted just 7 games before he was replaced by Bobby Ross. Mm-hmm. He was 4-3.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that he didn't get a good chance. I mean, he really didn't. And then Bobby Ross, who had a losing record. Mm-hmm. The famous Marty Morningweg. he was 5-27.
Oh.
I forgot about this guy. Remember Steve Mariucci?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I forgot all about Steve Mariucci. Yeah. Who was 15-28. Dick Duran. Now, he was only interim.
I was going to say, all right, I don't remember him too much.
Yeah. He was only interim. He was 1-4, but he was the head coach for, you know.
Yeah.
Rod Marinelli.
Oh, yes.
The famous 0-16 Rod Marinelli.
Yeah, good defensive coach, just not a good head coach.
That sounds familiar. As is this guy, too, Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
Who's made better claims to fame.
Right, yeah.
He was 2009. He went 29-51. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the third. How can I forget this guy? The third. I said it wasn't really counting Gary Moeller because it was that. Jim Caldwell.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was around with that 36-28 record.
Hey, that's respectable.
Yeah, sure.
Very
is.
Much so. And of course, even his last season was 9-7.
Yeah.
But he didn't make the playoffs, so that's why we got rid of him and brought in Matt Patricia, who so far is 10-25-1.
Doesn't have that tie.
So it's 1964, 3 coaches of 16 winning records for the Detroit Lions. Does it say anything about the Lions' coaching talent, the Lions' playing talent?
All of the above.
All of the above. The Lions' head office.
Yep.
Ownership.
Yeah. I mean, everything it's like the perfect storm of a mess.
Right. Well, and I've said this many times about Detroit Lions football. It's a tough job for any new head coach because not only are you trying to build a team, a winning team, you are also trying to change a culture.
Yeah.
A culture of losing for the last 60 years. That is a tough job.
It is.
And Jim Caldwell was one of the few to do it.
Oh, and by the way, going back to how we started the segment, you did note that after the Atlanta Falcons did lose.
Yeah.
They did fire their head coach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. Oh.
And their GM.
Lions.
A little house cleaning. I'm going to take note of that.
They weren't happy with the 0-5 start. And that is, of course, the head coach that took them to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Right.
Of course, they did blow that, 28-3 halftime lead against the Patriots.
Yeah.
But still, he got them to the Super Bowl.
So we got Houston, who has fired its head coach and GM. And now Atlanta, which has done the same. Lions, you are on the clock.